Unit 9, Exercise 8, Things We Never Said, by Fiona Goble.
Peter recognized her immediately. It was 15 years since they had been together, but he still thought about her all the time. She didn't see him at first. She was looking in a shop window. "Hello, Amanda," he said softly. "Peter." As she said his name, memories flooded back. Their first summer together when they were both 18, and they had sat together by the river on a perfect sunny afternoon. He had told her that he couldn't live without her.
"I'm surprised you recognized me," he said.
"Really?" she smiled. In fact, she often thought about him. "Have you moved back here?" She knew he hated the town and had wanted to leave and travel the world.
"Good heavens, no," he said. "I work in London now. I've come back for my dad's 70th birthday. He's having a huge party."
"Great. You must be looking forward to it," she said, although she knew he had never gotten along with his father.
"Yes," he said.
In fact, he didn't feel a lot for his father, who had treated his mother badly when he was growing up.
"What about your parents?" he asked. "Are they well?"
"Yes, they're fine," she said. "They're excited about my sister's wedding on Saturday. That's why I'm back in town."
"That's nice," he said,
although he remembered that she had never particularly liked her little sister.
"Are you in a hurry?"
"No, not really."
"Well, let's go for coffee."
They walked to the Cafe Bella on High Street. They had spent hours here when they had first met. "So, Peter, did you travel the world?" she asked.
No, I didn't. I studied law instead. I'm a lawyer." She looked at his expensive suit, so different from the jeans and t-shirt he'd worn as a student.
"Wow, do you enjoy it?"
"Yes, I do," he lied. "And what about you? Do you still paint? I loved your paintings."
"I haven't painted anything for years. I've just had a few temporary jobs in offices." Amanda paused, and then suddenly she said, "Oh, Peter, I don't know why I left you that day."
He looked at her. Then he looked away. "It's okay. We were very young. Too young. It happens. People break up." He knew how much he had missed her. He knew that he still loved her, but he said nothing.
"Yes, you're right." She felt hurt because he seemed to have no regrets. "Well, I must go. I have to help Mom with the flowers for the wedding. Goodbye, Peter."
"Bye, Amanda. Nice to see you."